Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right, it's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, for our listeners that are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we've got Dr. Lindsay A. George. She is the director of clinical in vivo. Is that right? Vivo gene therapy and attending physician at the Division of Hematology at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And we're going to talk a little bit about gene therapy and gene editing, which is so rare and so just exciting to be able to know more about this. So again, welcome and thank you so much for being here, Dr. George.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And what is gene therapy and gene editing in a simple term, I guess I would say? There's nothing simple about it, but okay.
Sure. So if you think about it in its most simplistic form, the idea here is that you have a patient may have a genetic illness that's caused by an underlying abnormality in a gene variant or gene mutation. And the goal is to simply either correct that genetic variant, which would be gene editing, or to give back a functional copy of that gene, which would be gene addition. And both of those approaches would be under the general umbrella of gene therapy.
Okay. And let me back up a second. Let me just, I know that you are actually a world leader in gene therapy and a physician scientist specializing in bleeding and clotting disorders and including, is it called hemophilia? And how is this your passion? You know, I always love to hear the stories sometimes behind these because it's usually out of a need or helping someone and then you fall into your passion.
Oh, thanks for asking that. So I went to medical school. I was really interested in bleeding disorders, in particular hemophilia. This is a disorder of, there's a bunch of proteins in your blood that help it clot properly. So you don't have abnormal or excessive bleeding. And with the time when I was in medical school, what was really fascinating to me is there had been a series of new treatments. for this disorder that had come out. And you could see by the age of the patient whether or not they'd had access to any new treatments. And it was really amazing the impact you could have with an effective treatment. And then, and that was before gene therapy. But the disorder is sort of a nice example that these patients can have a single abnormality in their DNA, which has a big impact on their lives, and that mm-hmm. you knew that if you could just give them a functional copy of the gene, they could make the protein and do quite well. And so as a simple idea, I thought, geez, that makes a lot of sense. And of course, it's a little bit more complicated to bring it to fruition. But that's what got me interested, that I thought, you know, this seemed wow. like an approach that theoretically could be very straightforward and could really help this patient population.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So let me ask you, how do these approaches differ from traditional medical treatments?
Yeah, so traditional medical treatments are, you know, you take a medication, or you know, recurrently. You know, you'll, particularly if you have a genetic illness, you'll take it regularly, multiple times, potentially throughout your life. And gene therapies, and the goal of that therapy is to reduce symptoms or maybe decrease disease progression. But a gene therapy is aimed at really going at the root cause. And the other thing that is, I think, really important for patients is that most of these therapies are designed for a single one-time treatment. So you're going after the root cause. Most of them are one-time treatment versus repeated treatments throughout your lifetime.
Wow, that's incredible. And let me ask you, how do gene therapy work inside the body? Like, what can you explain that?
Yeah, so when for gene therapy, if you're going to directly treat the patient, you have to have a way of delivering the gene of interest. And so you think about it, you need a truck to essentially drop the gene off into the patient's cells. And so the most common delivery vehicle or truck is typically something called a viral vector. So viruses are very good at getting into cells, which is, you know, if you think about it, it's actually useful if you think about wanting to deliver something. Of course, you don't want to infect the patient. And so what we do is we kind of remove the harmful parts of the virus and we insert the healthy gene instead. And so we use the machinery of the virus to deliver it to the cell. And then your body just clears that viral vector, but it doesn't cause, in most cases, doesn't cause actual problems. So we use that as sort of delivery vehicle for gene therapy.
And can you share a real world example of how gene therapy has changed a patient's life, actually?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have many. Yeah.
So let me tell you, like, by clinical training, I'm a pediatric hematologist, but one thing that's been really exciting in pediatrics, I think, is a great example of gene therapy is the development of a gene therapy for a disorder called spinal muscular atrophy, which used to be the most common genetic cause of infant mortality. And gene therapy became FDA approved approaching about 10 years ago. And these patients are now going to kindergarten, going to grade school, doing well, which without gene therapy, they would have, you know, typically these patients die within the first year or two of life. So it was a dramatic result.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, it's really, you know, dramatic result for these patients. But the other thing I think that's important is that, you know, developing the therapy, doing the science to develop therapy is really important. But then the next step is you have to make it actionable for patients. And what I think is cool about this story is that the therapy was developed, and then we, you know, people realized very quickly, like, we need to have a way to quickly be able to identify these patients because earlier treatment is better outcomes. And so now, actually, in the newborn screen in all 50 states, babies are screened for this disorder. So they're now, in addition to there being a treatment, now they're rapidly identified, they're treated early, which optimizes their outcomes. So I think it's a really nice story for the merger of science and medicine, which is really
exciting. Wow, so much. And what does the future of gene therapy look like for patients and families?
Yeah, so I think the field has, there's a lot of ongoing research in this space. I might highlight a couple examples if that's all right. So, you know, one is I talked about, you know, one of the hurdles is finding a good way to deliver these. So one of them is improving delivery strategies, particularly for tissues mm-hmm. that are hard to get to, like the brain. And then the other
right.
is, you know, I told you in the simplistic form, if you have a gene variant, you know, you'd like to be able to just correct that specific variant. And so ongoing efforts to develop personalized gene editing, which is really exciting. There's a really exciting proof of concept case that came out of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And myself and many others are focused on trying to bring this forward potentially for more patients.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. And where can our listeners find out more about this and, of course, the ongoing research at Children's Hospital at Philadelphia?
Sure. I think, you know, going to our main website would be helpful. It's chop.edu or chop.edu.
Thank you so much, Dr. George. And again, please share our show with everyone, the Kim Pagano Show, and download our podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for your time.
You got it. Thank you for your time.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
The magical music of Motown. This amazing show recreates the dynamic performances of The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, and many more Motown legends. Don't miss the magical music of Motown.
At the Sure Forum Theater, Thousand Oaks, Sunday, July 12th at 4 p.m. Book now online at the theater.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
For our listeners that are just tuning back in with us, according to Mayo Clinic study, humans are living longer. That is the good news. The bad news that many are not living better. And that's a big problem. Instead, are facing poor health and diminishing quality of life. And what good is living longer if you can't be healthy and enjoy it? So, of course, joining me today is Dr. Brian Clement. His PhD, LN, he is the pioneer in holistic wellness and a progressive health practice called biohacking. And, of course, biohacking is a personalized approach to physical and mental health that uses incremental lifestyle and diet changes to achieve optimal health. And, of course, let's welcome Dr. Clement. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
So nice to have me. Nice to talk to all of my friends there in Southern California. I've spent a lot of time over the years there with you, my 56 years. So 70 years ago, Hippocrates Health Institute, the institute I direct, opened the doors and created lifestyle medicine, holistic healthcare that now is called wellness, and we invented biohacking. So over the decades, our medical faculty has watched the 1 million people who have been through our programs in West Palm Beach, 1 million, and what makes them live long and healthy and happy lives, and what takes away their life, the cancers and the heart disease and the strokes. And it's pretty clear to us, not pretty clear, let me be very definitive. It's absolutely definitively and scientifically proven that it's lifestyle that shortens your lifespan. And so living longer and having disease isn't the objective. The objective is living in a contributory way, not getting old to a point where you're decrepit and just breathing and on some kind of a machine or med.
Yeah.
You know, we want to live independent and we want to live because we've made choices that are complementary to our lifespan. And biohacking, we can naturally hack into these things without changing anything except the way you think, the way you live, and the way you sleep, et cetera.
I love that. Okay, so let's get right to it. What is biohacking?
Well, biohacking is the term that we use in changing outcomes, health outcomes. And so I biohacked my life. I was destined to die at 50 from obesity, diabetes, heart attacks, and strokes. So as a young man, I biohacked my life by learning that what I ate was incredibly important, how I moved and exercised my physique was incredibly important, who I hung out with, the work I did, was incredibly important, and equally important, the sleep I got or didn't get was important. Today, it's a chronic problem that everyone's running around like a chicken with their head cut off and they don't know why their head's cut off. Well, I'll tell you why. They cut their own head off. They put their head in a noose and jumped. And they've made choices that are based upon some talking head who wants to sell you something, not their instinct. Your great-grandparents are looking down at us and laughing and saying, no wonder these people are the sickest people that ever lived on the planet Earth. So human beings in the United States are the sickest people per capita that's ever lived. We pay double the amount of money of any other country in the world for health care, and we've utterly failed. It's risen to the number three killer. Shame on us. So what we have to do is take our lives and back in our own hands. And so biohack your life naturally by the things I've just mentioned to you. And I don't think this works. We know it works. We can confirm it works. And data shows it always works.
Okay. So I love that. So, okay, first of all, let's talk about diet. Okay. I actually had a heart attack back in August. And so I've cut out all red meat, all chicken. I eat, you know, pretty much anything that is pound and ground.
Good.
And so is that something that you're looking
at? Yeah, you made the first step. So even mainstream doctors who don't know anything about lifestyle are going to tell you when you have a heart attack, stroke, or diabetes, get rid of the animal-based foods. Because this is not a hidden secret. I've never read a study out of the tens of thousands I've read that don't tell you that's the number one cause of heart attack, strokes, diabetes, and many other diseases we don't have time to mention. So you did the right thing. But then what are we going to put into the diet? It's not what you take out. So there's something in plants, certainly raw and organic plants, not pesticide-riddled plants, genetically modified plants, that literally are called phytochemicals, that actually have pathways to open up the ventricles, the capillaries, so that you're not having a heart attack or stroke. And you're lucky, Kim, that you survived it. Because one half of the people that have heart attack and stroke, the outcome is immediate death. So you're on
That's
the right
true.
Track, but you got to go one step further. Being moderate is not what it's about. It's being maximum. And today in the 21st century, we've got to maximize what we know. And Hippocrates is a leader in the whole world for 70 years who can teach that to you. So either your listeners come to us, you should make time and come to us at Hippocrates Wellness down in West Palm Beach, or at least start by reading our latest books out of dozens of books, Quantum Human, State of the Art, and its companion book, sister book, Quantum Cuisine. So get a hold of us at HippocratesWellness.org, HIPPOCRATES, wellness.org, and we look to see you down there, Kim. Be well.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning. How are you? And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, for our listeners, we've got Bob Passmore and Rebecca Weiss. And of course, we're going to be talking about really the most dangerous days of the year for teen drivers are almost here. And we're going to really talk about some tips for over Memorial Weekend and day and all that. And really in general, I mean, you know, I've got four children and, you know, I've got grandchildren and there's so much to worry about. But, you know, we just got to make sure they understand how dangerous driving is. So let's welcome. Bob, let's start with you. Talk to us a little bit about who you are.
I'm Bob Passmore. I'm Department Vice President of Personal Lines at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association, better known as APCIA.
Okay, and Becca, talk to us about why do teens have such a high crash rate, and what are parents to do with to help them?
Well, the first thing to keep in mind with teen drivers and new drivers in general is that being new to driving means you are a beginner. So you can have the most responsible person in the world, and they're still going to be a beginner. Mm-hmm. They're still going to take, you know, a period of time to learn how to do what, you know, they need to do to keep themselves safe. So if you've been driving for a long time, you can take for granted how complex a skill driving is. You have to navigate the road with other drivers and the rules of the road and laws and signs, and maybe you're using GPS. And then you have to navigate also figuring out how to operate a vehicle and how to, you know, speed up, slow down, and do all of these things safely. So being a beginner means that you are more likely to make mistakes, and the cost of an error when you are driving a car is really high. So parents can start well before their teen ever starts driving, well before their child is even a teenager, by setting a good example. Much easier said than done, I understand. You know, put your phone away while you're driving. It's all like the eat your veggies and get regular exercise kind of advice. Like, it's so boring, but it's very, very, it's really effective. Like, put your phone away, don't speed, don't drive aggressively. You know, all of the stuff that, you know, feels annoying and obvious, but it is very effective. And then once teens start driving, giving them good, consistent supervision when they're, you know, doing their supervised practice driving. And then when they start driving independently, continuing to check in and make sure that they're not developing any bad habits, and to nip those in the bud and reinforce good ones.
Yeah. And Rebecca, can you share with everybody who you are and a little bit about you?
Sure. My name is Rebecca Wiest. I am a senior research scientist with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, and I study a lot of things, but I spend a lot of time thinking about teen driver safety.
There you go. And Bob, back to you. How big of a problem is distracted driving? I mean, that's kind of a given, but especially during these busy summer months.
Yeah, distracted driving remains an epidemic on our roads, and the risk certainly can increase in summer months when you have more people traveling, schools are out, roads are busier with vacation traffic, and teen drivers are out there with less structured days. So it kind of creates a perfect storm for distraction-related crashes. But ultimately, distracted driving is preventable, and that's by drivers, all drivers, including teen drivers, especially teen drivers, staying focused behind the wheel. You know, that's the simplest and most important thing that drivers can do to protect themselves, their passengers, and everybody else on the road.
I love it. I love it. Becca, back to you. What specific rules should parents really set for new drivers before handing over the keys?
I think it's very important that parents sit down and make their expectations and the rules very clear before the teen ever starts driving. And I think the baseline that they can kind of start with is getting very familiar with their state's specific graduated driver licensing laws, because there are things that are just not legal for teens to be doing when it comes to when and where and with whom they're driving. So the big ones when it comes to independent driving, when the teen gets their license, they can go out and drive on their own, is limiting the late hours, late and early hours when teens are driving, because driving when you're tired is very dangerous for, you know, everybody. It's especially dangerous for especially risk-prone teens. So you don't want them driving very late at night or very early in the morning. And also one of the biggest risk factors for teens when it comes to crashes is having other teens in the car. So you want to limit the number of
being distracted.
Being distracted by their peers specifically, especially when there's no other adult in the car to supervise. So some states do allow for teens to have like one or maybe two other teens in the car. I would strongly suggest that parents just limit that to zero, because the presence of other teens at all is incredibly, you know, increases risk significantly.
Right. And Bob, how can drivers, especially those with a new teen driver in their household, keep their insurance rates down? Now, that's a big question right there.
Yeah, no question that adding a teen driver to your policy is going to increase costs, because younger, inexperienced drivers are just more likely to be involved in crashes. But aside from, you know, having those safety discussions with your teen, there's things that you could do. Actually, adding a new driver is a very good time to shop around for insurance. Every company assesses the risk of a young driver a little bit differently. So you might find differences in pricing from company to company. So you might find that you can get a better deal with a different company. Spend an hour or two getting some quotes and talking to some insurance agents might pay off in the long run. It's important to have that discussion with your insurer or agent. Even if you're not adding a teen driver, it's important to shop around every year or two just to make sure that you're taking advantage of any available discounts and coverage options. Another thing to consider is many insurers offer a telematics or usage-based insurance program that they do monitor how you drive, and that's used in pricing your insurance. But usually, you get a discount for signing up. And you can earn more discounts by driving. But it also provides a valuable platform for ride-by-ride feedback about how you actually drive, how often you're speeding, how often you're hard braking, how often you interact with your phone. And not only can that be sort of
Correct.
an interesting thing to learn about yourself, but it also provides a platform for discussions with your teen about driving performance and how they can become a better, you can both become better drivers together.
I love that. I love that. Becca, is there certain tips for selecting a safe vehicle for a teen? I think that's another huge thing.
Yeah, so ultimately, the kind of principle behind selecting the vehicle that your kid's going to drive is you want something that is ideally going to help prevent them from getting in a crash in the first place. And then, in the unfortunate event of a crash, you want something that is crash worthy and that's going to protect them. So, we put out a list of recommended vehicles for teens every year in cooperation with Consumer Reports. That includes both new and used vehicles in a range of prices, because price is a big factor in what people end up, having their kid driving. And so, we were looking for things with kind of within this Goldilocks range of sizes, not too big, not too small. You want something maybe a mid-size to large sedan or a small to mid-size SUV. You want something with the highest crash test ratings possible. You want something that doesn't have an especially big, souped-up, kind of sporty engine because teens are disproportionately involved in speeding-related crashes. And then it's not necessary to keep your teen safe, but crash avoidance features like automatic emergency braking and things like blind spot monitoring are especially helpful for teens as they are learning to drive. It doesn't stand in
What do you
for
think about
good
the
practice.
assist?
Go for it.
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think about the assist driving? What's your thought on that?
I think it is a good, I've been using the phrase scaffolding. I think it kind of helps to make things a little bit more safe for teen drivers, but it doesn't stand in for good training and good practice. And as
Right.
Bob
Yeah, I agree.
Can tell you, it will nothing stands it, n nothing takes the place of an attentive and responsible driver.
I love that. I love that. Bob, lastly, what should parents know about crash avoidance technologies? You know, it's interesting. I remember one of my daughters, we were driving and I was like, "Honey, honey, slow down." And she's like, "It's not, it's there right away, not my," I was like, "Wait, what? No, at all, times you need to avoid anything that you can." But I was like, and she's brilliant. Like, I didn't think, how could she not get that?
Yeah, I think that the thing to remember is for parents of teen drivers is these technologies are another layer of support for your young driver while they're driving. It's important to understand that these are assistance features. It's right in the name. It doesn't replace attentive driving. And there's limitations to these technologies as well. Weather conditions, poor visibility, faded line markings, and even the sensors being blocked by, for example, snow in the wintertime. Or dust just coming up from the road can affect performance. So these are all good tools to help us stay safe and stay out of crashes, but the best safety technology is an engaged and attentive driver.
I love that. I love that. Bob and Becky, thank you so much for joining us. Becca, sorry. And I just want to know, where can my parents and teens find out more information about all the things we just talked about?
You can go to iihs.org/teens.
And APCI.org
Okay, thank you.
slash teen driver safety.
There you go. Well, thank you, both of you. And of course, this is an incredible important message for all of our teens and families out there. And again, I'm so glad that you shared it here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Download our podcast. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kendra. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're going to be talking about summer travel and trending and getaways worth booking, right?
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about, of course, who you are.
Well, I am a mother of three, and I am a travel expert. I have grown up in this industry. My parents started a travel agency in 1972, and I've been a part of the industry since birth. So I love
it. There you go. I love it.
I inspire people to take trips all over the world in our beautiful country. And today I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite places, the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Of course. We were actually there last year, and oh, I got to see some great spots there. So, of course, and summer is just around the corner, but
yes,
there's still time to book that much needed vacation. And of course, again, Kendra Thornton is here, and you've been on my show a couple times now. So what summer travel destinations do you recommend for those looking to slow down?
Yeah, I think the whole slow down trend is a thing for this summer. And when I look at planning my family summer vacations, I'm always looking for a great mix of nature and world-class amenities. And in the southern part of Florida, Naples, Marco Island, the Everglades, and the Florida Keys are perfect for doing just that. In fact, Florida's southwest mm-hmm. coast is often referred to as the Paradise Coast because it truly has something mm-hmm. for everyone. Marco Island has this great island vibe. Everglades City has this old Florida feel. You know, you were just there. You know the Gulf Coast has those amazing white sandy beaches. And Naples has this walkable luxury setting. And then just a few hours south, you're in the Florida Keys. And each of those has their own personality. There's Key Largo with the reefs and mangroves. And then you can go to Key West that has like this bold, fun, but laid back spirit.
Yeah, that's where we were. We were at the Keys, and oh my gosh, it was so nice.
Lucky
so,
you.
Yeah, I love that. So, okay, where can travelers go to discover something unexpected?
Well, you know, I don't think most people realize that more than 80% of the Paradise Coast is protected land. So at Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary, you can walk through the world's largest old-growth bald cypress forest. And then Everglades City is the gateway to the 10,000 islands in Everglades National Park, where you can paddle through mangroves with naturalists and spot wildlife. Now, I did this with my kids, and it was such a spectacular experience and probably one of the most peaceful things I've ever done. You know, you're just like gliding through the water, you know, on the paddle, you know, in the kayaks or the paddle boards. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Key Largo, mm-hmm. you can snorkel or dive.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you, what's new this summer that gives travelers a fresh reason to plan Florida? I mean, there's like, you know, a lot of people are a little skeptical about traveling, but it's so nice to be over there. The weather, it's just, there's something calm about it.
Yes. Well, and I was going to mention, In Key Largo, there's America's first undersea park, the John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park. Now, it's not new, but they just broke ground on a $52 million renovation, so it's going to be like new. And then what is new, in Naples, there's a whole new generation of chefs that are revolving the dining scene there with some contemporary new restaurants, even a natural wine bar. People are like, what's a natural wine bar? And it's, you know, they just have like organic ingredients, and, you know, everyone's all about wellness and health, and it's
wow.
taking wine to another
I
level.
I love that. I love that. And Key Largo. Oh my gosh. Could you say no more about that? That is just like the beaches and the shops, and it was, and the hotels. Oh my gosh. It was so nice.
I'm glad you had a good time. And actually, also new is the Naples Beach Club. This is a Four Seasons resort and the first Four Seasons on Florida's Gulf Coast. And this is a new property and it's amazing. And then, you know, also Isla Mirada, back to the Keys, you know, there's a newly opened Three Waters Resort and Marina, and they offer this elevated waterfront experience. So there's boat tours, jet skis, echo tours, sandbar trips. So truly like something for everyone.
I love it. Okay, since you know it so well, what is your favorite?
You know, people ask me that.
Do you have a favorite?
my favorite, and I've always said that, is the Gulf Coast of Florida. So I love them all for different reasons. It's like picking a kid. You know, it's hard to do it. But I do tend to, like, be drawn toward the greater Naples area. I like the beaches, but then it's nice to have access to, you know, if you want a nice dinner, massage. I mean, there's just so much fun there.
Oh, you're talking my kind of night.
Yeah, exactly. The best
I
of all worlds.
Okay, so we talk about experiences. You just kind of named a couple right there. But what about, what are some of the favorite places? Like, you were talking about that new wine place that is all natural wine. That is amazing.
Yes. Well, and a trend we're seeing, too, this summer for travelers is they really want a lot of activities. Now, they love their beach time, but they don't just want beach time. They want to do cool new things. And in the Naples area, you can take a ranger-led wet walk, which is in Big Cypress National Preserve. You're literally wading through this ancient cypress swamp, if you can imagine that. Like, talk about being in pristine nature. And then in the Keys, people may not realize that that's the only living coral barrier reef in the continental U.S. So that's a very special place to see. And then also in that area, you know, there's world-class offshore fishing for marlin or Grand Slam angling in the backcountry flats. Like, a lot of people head to these parts in the summer because of the fishing.
Wow. Now you're talking my husband's stuff right there. I love it. I love it. Well, gosh, I'm excited. And of course, I can't wait to go back there again. How do my listeners find out more about these great trips? And of course, how to learn more about you and really where to book it.
Yeah, well, I hope you can get back there soon. But to help plan your summer vacation in Florida, people can head to visitflorida.com.
Wow, there you go. I love it. All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Kendra, for joining us here on my show. And, of course, please share our show with everybody and download our podcast.
Thanks, Kim. I really appreciate being here.
Happy traveling.
Thank you. Happy summer.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
How are you both? And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm Kim. And today we're going to learn how to prepare our homes and our finances for wildfires. And of course, we have experienced lots of those. And of course, we're going to hear some science-backed actions, steps to help prevent ember ignition, and why it's important to contact our insurers. So again, joining us is Karen Collins, Vice President at American Property Casualties Insurance Association, APCIA, and then Ann Cope, and she is PhD, PE, Chief Engineer at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. What can you tell us? We've already, so many people have gone through so much trauma, of course, with the Eaton and the Palisades fire. And today I was learning that we actually have somebody that started it, at least we think, and that's really scary right there. But what could we do as homeowners to really protect our properties?
Right. So, you know, the people in LA have sadly had this terrible experience. And you've seen firsthand the devastating area and what the communities look like now, and that it's so hard and long to rebuild. So we've got some great information about how to prepare your home. We've also got great information about the LA fires. You can find our reports on the LA fires on our website, ibhs.org. And here's what you need to know. People need to have a Class A roof.
Got it.
And they need to keep it free from debris. So keep all the leaves and pine needles and all that stuff off of your roof and make sure that it's Class A roof. You only need to worry if you have a wood shake roof, then most other roofs are going to be Class A. So that's the first thing that you can do. Second thing, your vents. Now, the California Building Code is going to require the ember and flame-resistant vents in the high-severity areas, and everybody should have an ember-resistant vent. So if you don't have ember-resistant vents, you can replace them, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can get the wire mesh out there, eighth inch or tighter, and put that over the vent to keep the embers from getting into your attic or crawl space. And then the third thing, and people in Los Angeles have seen the challenges about Zone Zero, but Zone Zero has a scientific background to it. So make sure that you're getting rid of wood mulch, you're getting rid of the wood fence that connects to your house, make sure you're removing all those things that can burn right next to your structure, and have yourself a beautiful safety zone right next to your home. I'm not talking about a barren yard. Have your wonderful shade, have your wonderful bushes and plants and everything else. Just give yourself a safety zone right next to your home and put all that gorgeous stuff in the rest of your yard.
And Karen, that's you, right? Correct?
Yeah. Oh, that was Ann.
Karen?
Okay, yeah, good. I was just providing information. This is Ann. Yeah. Ann is the science one from IBHS, and Karen is the insurance one from ASPCIA.
Okay, so Ann, does that mean like our plastic fences that we have, or it's just wood?
Oh, yeah. So I can show you, sadly, I can show you lots of video of plastic fencing burning. But because it got lit just by embers by itself, right? So non-combustible is going to be metal. Plastic's better than wood, but it still burns. So you need something that's non-combustible to be able to attach right to your structure. And I wish I could just sprinkle pixie dust on that and make it different. But the science is critical. The science shows that stuff will absolutely burn, which is why you just want to break the chain and have the safety zone right next to your home.
Got it. I mean, we got a note from our insurance company saying that we're going to have to take out all of our bushes that are literally up to the homes. Is that something that they're also doing? Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And there's a there's a report that just came out from UC Berkeley that talks about the percentage of risk reduction that happens when you do that. And I know it. Like, you ask a kindergartner to draw a picture of a house, they're going to draw the bushes right next to the house. Like, our society has come to appreciate that that's where the bushes are supposed to go. We need to have a new wildfire adaptive mindset about how to do our landscaping, because Hawaii is burning, California is burning, Louisiana has burned. We've got more and more fires that are happening, and we can adapt. So take those gorgeous, fantastic bushes and just move them to the other part of the yard and restructure so that you have a gorgeous place to sit and drink your tea or coffee. And you can do that right next to your home and then look out into your yard and enjoy all that natural beauty and shade. You just need to relocate it.
I love that positive spin on it. I like it. And Ann, talk to us. Well, that was Ann. Karen, you guys were confusing me. Karen, what can we do to prevent under insurance and insure our finances?
Yes, these wildfires that we're seeing across these states are really devastating with the severity of the impact of these. And really, since the COVID-19 pandemic across the U.S., we have seen the cost to rebuild surge. It's upwards of 40% higher than it was just since the beginning of the pandemic. So this is creating a lot of pressure on people's ability to rebuild fully. And there's a way that you can obviously prevent and minimize those sort of issues. Your home, generally your biggest asset. So you want to have that right amount of protection. So here's a few tips to make sure you don't get caught underinsured in the event you're impacted. The first tip, do your annual insurance checkup. This is not a set it and forget it. Too many people kind of leave that on the back burner and don't come back to their insurance, but you want to call your agent, you want to talk to your company and discuss your policy limits and your coverage at least annually. Make sure your policy reflects the right square footage and the materials of your home. If you did an upgrade during COVID, maybe put new granite in your kitchen countertops or you added an addition to your home, make sure those are reflected on your policy. There's also a lot of optional coverages that you might think about if you don't have them. What we've seen in LA is even beyond the inflation, that surge in costs, the demand surge. So talk about extended replacement cost coverage, which can absorb some of that additional cost. Talk about ordinance and law coverage. We've seen a lot of changes with new requirements for solar panels or other types of green energy ordinances that can absorb some of that cost beyond your policy's typical limits. Additional living expenses. This is a challenge with the cost of housing. You are going to be out with these wildfires for at least a year, sometimes 2 or 3 years. So consider increasing your additional living expense coverage as well. And then know if your policy covers replacement cost or actual cash value, which looks at more of a depreciated value of your belongings. So all of these are really important. If you have homeowners that have, you know, maybe paid off their homes, if they're retired, that's another tip. Make sure you're keeping the insurance policy in place. You want to have a way to rebuild. So don't let that policy go if you've paid off your home. And then the last tip is, if you are a renter, we've sadly seen renters lose everything in a fire also. So you want to have renter's insurance. That will cover your personal belongings that are inside the home that you're renting and also give you access to those additional living expense benefits. And they're usually very inexpensive policies that can be easily bundled with your auto insurance. So those are tips that will help give you the ability to rebuild. And then other tips like creating a home inventory of your belongings can further give you a little bit of an easier time in the aftermath of these disasters.
I love it. Karen, those are really good tips because I have known so many people that either paid off their home and now they didn't have enough insurance so they can't rebuild, or, you know, people that, you know, had renters in there but they didn't have the right insurance. You know what? I think that we were, I don't know why, but we did, you know, used to, I mean, we're more aware of it now to be able to go back and say, what exactly do we have, you know, but it was like sign and never look again, you know? So I think that's really important tip. And how should the homeowners and renters change their landscaping and fences like we talked about so that they can't, you know, they don't have to catch the fire embers when they're flying?
Oh. Absolutely. So that safety zone is really important for you. And it doesn't mean that you have to just have an ugly, horrible, no good yard, right? We can have beautiful landscaping and great curb appeal and still have the 0 to 5 foot safety zone or zone zero around the home. You can do both. And there's some great examples. So CSAA partnered with the Berkeley Extension and did a competition for landscape architects. There's some great ideas out there. Go look at some other people's ideas of how to make your home beautiful and still have your safety zone. And I love the advice from Karen. This is not set it and forget it. Go show your insurance agent some of these things that you are doing. Particularly in the state of California, you can get incentives for doing some of the pieces that are in Commissioner Lara's Safer from Wildfires program.
And this is Karen. I'm actually a longtime resident. And what we have already adjusted to has been like moving to drought tolerant. Like we've been through this process before. The thing is, we've embraced things at our water resistant, like mulch, but mulch is like spreading matchsticks around your house. They burn and they burn quick. And so there's just little adjustments, things like hardscaping, putting in gravel or volcanic rock or other, you know, pavers around the home, which are also that drought tolerant. So we've done this, we've been through this before, but we just need to do it with that mindset of wildfire. We've got to prevent those ignitions.
I like this. In fact, our neighborhood just got fire prep. I guess we get a discount for that. And so we are, I guess, we have a lot of firemen that live out here in our neighborhood. And so they gave a certificate. So that's another way, right? And then you can, you know, you just want to be up and aware and make sure that you are covered in every possible way. Ladies, this has been really interesting and so helpful. How do my listeners find out more information and where do they go?
So for insurance-related tips, financial preparedness, how to do those home inventories, we've got a lot of great resources at www.apci.org/wildfire.
And for how to do wildfire prepared, go to wildfireprepared.org.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast. And I look forward to following up with both of you because this is so important. Sometimes we hear it when we don't do it right away. So I think it's great information. Thank you so much, Karen and Annie.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I do want to invite you to our mixer, which is happening next Thursday, June 4th, 5 to 8. If you are interested in sharing your business, please reach out to us. You can text us at 805-419-0008. That's again, 805-419-0008. Again, I always leave our show with a moment of happiness, and today's is: no matter how you feel today, get up, dress up, and show up. All right. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
The magical music of Motown. This amazing show recreates the dynamic performances of The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, and many more Motown legends. Don't miss the magical music of Motown.
At the Schur Forum Theater, Thousand Oaks, Sunday, July 12th at 4 p.m. Book now online at the theater.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.